Joining us right now, fresh off a plane from Chicago. He's graduated. He's not a freshman. He's not a sophomore. He's not a junior. He's a senior advisor to the Sacramento Republic. And our good friend, Mr. Ben Gumpert. Ben, it's Dave and Katie. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. Still in Chicago. Still in the Windy City over here.
So, oh, really?
It's exciting. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought maybe you caught the express back here with I thought everybody flew back last night. My fault. I apologize. How is old Chicago?
Old Chicago is great. It's a fantastic city, of course, and it's just been a great showcase for MLS. We've been here a few days now, had a ton of meetings with Commissioner Garber, with the entire crew from MLS, and all the teams as well, all the MLS teams. Everyone's in, as you mentioned. Real Madrid was in, which is just a global icon in all of sports. So it's just really neat to see the reaction in the U.S. for those guys. And just a great few days and a really successful few days.
Let's be honest, Ben. I lived in Chicago during the summer when I was playing there in the WNBA. It is a beautiful city. It is awful during the summer. Awful. Is it not so humid?
Wow.
And seriously, the humidity there, what's it like right now?
Oh, it's not, you know, there's a little humidity yesterday, but no, it's, come on, Chicago. I'm a fan. I'll always be a fan. They do things right here. You know, you don't get some pizza, some kielbasa, you know, things, you know, you can't go wrong with that. And being at Soldier Field, you know, again, another sports icon. So to see soccer and in that field over, you know, and be able to see it over Lake Michigan, it's great. The winters here, you know, is a different story. But as long as I'm out while it's still August, I think I'll be good.
Just for the record, the high today is going to be 85 degrees, Katie. Tomorrow it will be windy and 69.
Yeah, but what is the humidity?
Humidity, I don't know. It's a lot. It's like 74%.
Yeah.
Ben, if you would please, specifically and word for word, please tell us what these private meetings with Don Garber, what everybody said, just verbatim.
Verbatim.
Everything.
Every single thing said.
Yes.
How about this? I will
paraphrase. There
we'll
you go.
We'll certainly use some straight quotes. They're incredibly excited about Sacramento. There wasn't a, you know, as we're in the hotel, the MLS hotel this week, you know, especially with Kevin Nagel, he is getting stopped every third step. Hey, heard all the things going on in Sacramento. Wow, you guys started construction last week. That is a strong statement. We're all rooting for you. There wasn't a person in MLS world or really in soccer world that doesn't know the Sacramento story at this point, which is obviously very, very encouraging. And that's straight from the commissioner and straight from the MLS teams and owners who are, of course, executing the vote in December, which we are laser focused on, as Kevin Nagel has mentioned and certainly mentioned last night after Commissioner Garber's talk. So again, the world knows about Sacramento. The world knows about soccer in Sacramento and all that's happened with the Republic and with the stadium. And there's a palpable level of excitement and confidence in where we stand.
Ben, with you guys there, I'm assuming that also other cities that are vying for an MLS team are also present. Are you getting the sense that with the fact that you guys had the groundbreaking ceremony already and you already have stadium plans you're so far along in terms of the process, and as soon as that is awarded, you're going to hit the ground running. Do you get the sense that you're putting a little bit of pressure on some of these other teams to raise the bar?
You could say that. You know, they're certainly in those conversations from all these cities who are, you know, great cities with also you know, great markets and great vision for soccer in their own ways. They're like, wow, hey, like how did you guys get this done? And it's unbelievable to see where you're at, and you see the contrast with some other cities. You know, that said, we've been at it for a while, and you know, Kevin Nagel, the ownership team, the whole Soccer Republic team, that they've been at it for a while, and it's really, you know, taken a whole city, and certainly Mayor Steinberg and City Council that has been behind it and incredibly supportive. Of course, nothing goes on without the incredible support of the fan base. And some of these other cities, they're saying, you know, it's taken them time, and they're just at a different place in the process. I would say that said, we certainly are not focused on those other cities. We think they're great cities, and we certainly hope the best for them. and many of them will be successful and we think could join us on the MLS stage in the coming years. What we are focused on is ourselves and continuing to do what got us here. As you said, I think almost a week ago, literally to the minute, your friend Dave over there was on stage at the rail yards talking about the beginning of construction, which has started, which is underway, which will continue. That's not going to stop. Certainly in December, it takes on a whole new pace. But we are going to keep on doing what got us here, and that's what bringing it home is about. And we're going to continue to talk to fans. We're going to continue to move forward on our design process. We're going to continue with construction, and we are laser focused on that day in December where we can hopefully announce great news for our city and for our region.
Ben Gumpert with us talking Republic, and he's being nice. He's a nice guy. He's not as nice. Nashville, dumb. Nobody goes there. Cincinnati, nobody cares. And Detroit, I mean, they have our old friend Chris Granger, but other than that, I mean, let's be honest, it's Detroit. So Sacramento, you would think, is in the driver's seat, Ben. And out of all the quotes that came out yesterday, the fact that Don Garber just absolutely lauded Kevin Nagel and the ownership group for what they've already done, saying it was here's the quote, Sacramento putting a shovel in the ground this week was a great move on their part. We're all very pleased they made that commitment. So last thing for you, Ben, I'm not a rich guy. Nagel's a rich guy, so he obviously knows what he's doing. But the amount of cojones that he and that ownership team have to put the millions of dollars they're putting in on the stadium situation with technically no guarantee of MLS. I mean, you're not going to say it, and you can't say it, Ben, but at this point, when December comes, if Sacramento's not one of the two expansion teams, it's going to be an upset, if we want to use a soccer term, like when Leicester City won the premiership 2 years ago. It just seems like that slot is Sacramento's to lose, and they're not in the business of losing.
Listen, you guys, you can say it. I can't, but in terms of what you just said, but of course, there's a lot of agreement, and you heard that from Commissioner Garber. I would say this. You know Kevin Nagel. Some of the great partners that are part of this, Mark yep. Friedman and Phil Oates and Larry Kelly, and the list goes on and on. They play to win. I think they've shown that, and Kevin has certainly shown that a number of times with the Kings, prior to the Kings and all he's done for Sacramento. And they don't sit on the sidelines. That doesn't seem to be where their sweet spot is. And you see that in spades in what's going on here in terms of first, it was always about getting a shovel ready stadium and having the only of the 12 cities to have a shovel ready stadium. Well, now that stadium is shoveling, so to speak.
Shoveling.
And that shoveling, right?
That's right.
It's all intonation, Katie, but it's meaningful. And that is what they've committed to. That is how they play. And that is how they've always said we're gonna bring it home, and certainly that message is being heard loud and clear with the commissioner, with MLS, with the MLS ownership group, and we're really excited about where we stand.
Well, it's not the last time we're going to talk to our good friend Ben Gumpert. This is gonna be a very interesting 5 or 6 months in Sacramento, on the brink of having their second professional sports franchise. Thank you to all you guys and all the work you do. Have fun out in Chicago, buddy, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, we appreciate the time. Thank you all.
All right, thank
Bye,
you.
Bye, Ben.
That's Ben Gumpert. We're way late for a break. We'll do that right now when we come back. The Rebrew right here on KHTK.